This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI special agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Travel Chat Daybell continues on, and in this last week we got a chance to hear some new audio from Chad and Lori Vallow Daybell, jailhouse calls that if you're playing along at home, you can guess are going to be crazy. And if it weren't for the fact that we are literally talking about several people's lives who have been, have been stolen from them by these two, these clips are almost humorous. But these are real deaths. These are real lives that they're talking about in terms of almost a construction project. Joining me to discuss, Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent. Another week in, and we'll take a listen to some of these calls in a moment. But what's your thoughts on the case since we last discussed it?
Well, you know, one of the big worries I had was, since now the prosecution is rested, was the misnomer, actually misdate in the indictment. And of course, after a prosecution team rests, they are no longer allowed to make any changes. And mm-hmm. that was their charging instrument. And it shows a huge date flub. Fortunately, the judge decided clerical error and we're moving forward. But that was my concerned moment. And then as far as these jailhouse calls, they're always fun to listen to, Tony. How can anyone not know that you're being recorded when you're in jail?
Well, I think they knew they were being recorded. That's why they use code language. But these idiots, this is not code language. This is almost like Saturday Night Live level code language of let's make this really obviously bad code language. It's kind of shocking. Let's listen to this clip. This is Chad and Lori. And for some context here, they're talking about having a conversation, or Chad's talking about having a conversation, a texting relationship with the ghost of Alex Cox, Lori's deceased brother in all of this, because he's on the other side, you know, working for them, according to Chad.
Well, I texted Ray. He responded pretty quick.
Oh, that's good. Usually it's hard to get a hold of him.
He's
busy.
Okay.
Yes. I asked him what we'd talked about. And he's very optimistic.
It was very optimistic for you, or he's very optimistic it could happen.
He's very optimistic for both of us.
He doesn't know his own project timeline.
He said stick with it, what he projected in that paper he wrote.
So he's optimistic about his construction plan.
Yeah.
Construction plan. The blueprints are still intact.
Yes.
They're timing.
And I kind of just said, I texted him what you just said, is you guys are always a little off.
Right. Exactly. We just want a real estimate.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What do you say?
He just laughed.
He did not confirm nor deny that fact that contractors are always later than they think they're going to be.
He's like, you know, it'll work out, you know, how he is. He did want me to say he misses you, but he's not far from, you know, contact. We can talk. We can text him whenever he wants.
Yeah, I can't text anybody. Have text. I need you to tell this person.
I feel like he's just kind of making it up as he goes. What's your reaction to the texting with the ghost of Alex Cox?
You know, the whole thing, to listen to that is so surreal that people could talk about the murder of their kids and of anyone in this way, you know, joking around It's surreal, Tony.
Yeah, it's surreal. It's shocking. But I guess if you believe, which I feel like Lori does, I don't know. I don't really buy Chad believes it. I think Chad's just saying whatever he needs to say to try and keep Lori with him. She believes, you know, that this is part of their mission. This is part of their plan. This is all part of the blueprint, as she describes it in here. And if you don't think that these people are people, it's not murder. in her mind. I think that's how they're, or at least she's going along with it. I don't know about Chad, though. Chad's, I think, more of a mastermind in this than a lot of us initially thought. What do you think on that?
Well, first of all, Tony, I think if there weren't $1 million in the balance and sex with, I guess, somebody that you're enamored with, I don't think that this, you know, I'm still convinced, and I know we differ on this a little. I think it's more of an excuse. I think she's the gal in the back that, you know, puts up this show and then winks at you, because she really knows exactly what they did and just used religion and everything as a means to get freedom, to free the ball and chain and to make money. But yeah. Certainly, I don't think Chad at all bought into his own rubbish. And whether he convinced her to or not, Tony, I don't know if I'm ever going to be convinced of that.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advance access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.